Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, July the 17th of 2016. And the time is 4 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're doing another intro show, if you will, for the upcoming series that we're going to kick off at the end of this month that deals with the second part of the standard. The standard is a three-part or a three-legged stool that consists of three words that begins with the letter F. So we talked about faith already. We get ready to talk about family, and then the last F is finances. So faith, family, and finances is the three immutable laws of the... Today we want to talk about, especially in light of the current events that are happening in our world today, where there seems to be an overt or covert attempt to divide us, to get us to... fight, if you want to use that term, to get us to disagree, to get us to continue the division. As we talked about in the previous series, when we broke down the standard, we noticed that the standard, which we call God, this standard, this grand, or this God, almighty, grand, unified theology, theorem, what Professor and Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, the mathematics and the physics guru, has discovered, and he has finalized what Einstein and what all of the world scientists has been trying to figure out, and that is a theory of everything, or what they are trying to find right now with Switzerland and with Project CERN, the God particle. So they're trying to find one, the one particle that is the spark or the beginning of everything, the one. Now, while they're looking for it, you know, I have already discussed it, have already found it, we've already talked about it. And this oneness is a manipulation. Everything on earth is a manipulation of the one. Everything on earth is a manipulation of the one. Everything on earth is a manipulation of one. I've already broken this down biologically. We just finished breaking it down mathematically and from a theological point of view. We've also broken it down from a chemical or from a chemic point of view, where we understand that all of the ologies is a manipulation of the one chem, which means chemic, which means black, history, which means mystery. The word mystery means mist story. So it is the manipulation of the ether, water, story, or deck, or doctrine, or what it talks about in the New Text, the New Testament, and the Old, Melchizedek. We are no longer under the priesthood of Aaron. We're no longer under the Levi priesthood. We're under the priesthood of the melanated chi of the Z ohms electrical deck or doctrine. Melchizedek is actually the key of the one. So it is manipulation of the family. And without this family, which is the tree of life, a tree cannot grow. Notice the tree have roots in the ground and its branches reaches up to the sky. That's a family. But there is an overt attempt to divide or call division. The word division, D-I means two. Vision means mental pictures. So somebody is giving us a mental image or picture that is different from the one that the one has given us. And so it is that the division of the one is the manipulation of the one. You say, Doc, can I get some proof, man? Well, we already broke down the proof when we know that there's only one. And if you don't believe me, just go to Google and type in hydrogen and type in periodic table. Look at the periodic table. You'll see that every element on the periodic table is a manipulation of the one element. There's only one element, hydrogen. Every other pyramid, every other. And the word element is the word El, which means Elohim, ment, which means mental. It is the mental Elohim. It is the mental God. His name is Dehuti, or Thoth. It is the manipulation of that that produces what you call color. When you shine one, there's only one color. Well, why do we got so many colors? Because it's the manipulation of the one. When you shine white light, when you shine light through a prism, and I've already discussed PRISM, which is a PRISON, a prism is a prism. We live on a planet, which is a planned net. That's why you get the word planet, which is a plan that uses a net to capture light beings. That's what you are. But to capture you, we got to separate you. We got to divide you. We got to create division. And so we take the one. We're all one. We're all members of one big family, one spiritual family. And it is the manipulation of this one spiritual family that is taking place. And that all sounds great, but we have to return back to the one. And so there are many different ways and many different ideologies and thought process to bring about that process. What we will be discussing in the upcoming series is one of the many different ways to return back to the one family, your spiritual family. So I'm asking all of my spiritual brothers and sisters to join me metaphysically. I don't care what part of the country that you live in, because color is a wave pattern that is different from the one. All colors vibrate on a different wave pattern. Sister Stacy posts a great video on Facebook that falls directly in line with what I was planning on talking about today. So when I saw that Facebook post that talks about how the refraction of light is called the dispersion of light, on my Facebook page, if you want to watch the video that scientifically proves what I am spiritually discussing, which is all color is a manipulation of the white light or the manipulation of false, that it talks about in James chapter 3, that says all good gifts come down from the Father of light. So it is the Father of light. All color is a manipulation of the Father of light. So different color simply means you're on a different station, a different wavelength. If all of us get on the same wavelength, there is no color. Let me say that again for all of the race mongers out there. If we are all on the same spiritual mindset, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form, the mental equivalent of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. It is my call, it is my request that everyone who wants to be on the same mental frequency, I don't give a rip what color you are or where you live at in this great country or world. Are we on the same frequency? We have to vibe. So this series is a request or a call for all everybody who wants to vibe on the Morningstar Administration frequency, specifically the Messianic Morningstar Administration frequency. Now, we can call it many different names. I'm not really caught up into names. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But I just need to make sure that there are molecules inside of your body that respond, according to science, to a particular biopolymer. These molecules have memory independent of the brain. Scientifically proven. I've already did the show. I wrote a 40-page book called Christ Inside of You that uses laminin. Laminin is a protein molecule that spins. It produces the spintronics of God. Now, we can go science if y'all want to do science. We can go spiritual if you want to do spirit. We can go biology if you want to do biology. We can go math if you want to do math. Whatever floats your boat. We got a plate. You only eat meat. We got that for you. You're a vegetarian. You got that. You're on a liquid diet. You got that. Oh, you're a fruitarian. Oh, we got that. Hey, maybe you're a breatharian. Maybe you just only you need is breath. All I'm simply saying is, regardless of what your flavor of the month is, we can prove it. Because there's too much stuff that's being taught that doesn't have any weight. It's not truth. We are supposed to worship him in spirit and in truth. Those are the requirements. So the only thing that I'm talking about is spirit and truth. Spirit is the frequency. It's a wave of vibration. Spirit is a group of related waves, technology or toroidal energy. When all of these waves are the same, bam, you got spirit. The Bible says walk in the spirit, and you cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if we are able to maintain this frequency, this wave, this vibration, it produces spinning crosses. Now, again, this is what is called a self-assembling. It's inside of this water. This water produces the biological veil. This is a patterns and patterns of power. Polymers are power. It is these polymers which are proteins. These proteins are what they call biopolymers. These are molecules that have a memory of your prior existence with the Father that is independent to your brain. Let me say it again. These molecules, these messianic molecules that is inside the temple, this is called the temple code, by the way, by all of the Egyptian priests. That's why Osiris, which means O-S, which means open. Iris, I-R-S, Osiris, means open eye. When you open your third eye, that it talks about inside of the scripture, that is called alchemy. And alchemy, A-L means L, chemi means chemistry. It means all chemistry. It is the understanding, my brothers and sisters, of what the ancients taught. It is the combining of biology, psychology, sociology, theology. All of the ologies can be combined into one chemistry because they are all a subset. It has nothing to do with race. It is not Eurocentric nor Afrocentric. It is neo. It is one. And once we get past that, then we can become a family. So we need to learn how to do it. So the next series, I'm going to teach you step by step how to return back to the, so that we can all oscillate and vibrate on the same wavelength. Because what has happened is Shackles, Shaitan, Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor, whatever term, whatever label, whatever limit you want to place on these, this entity, this frequency, this anti, it means in place of, this anti-frequency is in place of the true Christos or Christos frequency, and he uses the seven S's. These seven S's is the current society. Society has a counterfeit conversion called salvation, which brings about, which is sorcery, that manipulates science, that gets you to go after stuff, and sex, and seals it with sodomy. Those seven S's, my brothers, has been used to replace the one S, which is the standard. And so the standard consists of three, talked about faith. Now we've got to break down family, and then we've got to end up with finances. And so I am asking, begging, pleading, that you consider, that you prayerfully consider the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. It's an organization that brings about one thing that's Christ-like, Christ-likeness or equivalence of form. Now, that may be contrary to your theology, but we must overstand, my brothers, what it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let's cut to the chase. So Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 3 tells me, let's cut to the chase. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's it. Fear God, keep his commandments. John 6:38 tells me that Yahushua said, I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. See, in order for us to be a family, you got to lay down, you got to, number one, deny yourself. You got to pick up your cross, and you got to follow Yahushua, not yourself. See, I don't know about you, but that's what I've been doing. I've been doing my own thing. I've been promoting my own dream. That separates me. That disconnects me from my physical family and my spiritual family. So in order for me to be a part of the family, I got to stop being an individualist. And I have to come together in unity. That's what the word community, the word community means to come. Unity. Community is come unity. Come in, come together in unity. That's the goal. So what do you mean, brother? What's the goal? Well, the goal is Matthew 5:19. Matthew 5:19 says, whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men to break them, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of God. But whosoever shall do and teach, notice the steps. It did not say teach and then do. That's what most people do. That's what I did. So now I got to go back to first base, and I got to do what the Bible says. The universe says the same thing. It says, whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:19. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I want to be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 says it this way. Ephesians 4, verse 1 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech ye therefore that ye walk worthy of your vocation, wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. That's the ticket. Let me say the ticket again. So you guys know that I am doing the Kleronomics. Kleronomics is a Greek word. It comes from a Greek word, Kleronomos. Now, there's no such thing as Kleronomics. There is now, but on earth, this is the economics of spirit. What we have is the economics of mass. I'm interested in, and I'm not interested in managing stuff. Now, I've been doing it. That's called a job. That's called a hobby. That's called busyness. The management of stuff, things, or people. That's what we've all been doing. That's what we were taught. That is what destroys the family. That's what we got to break it down. We got to return back to Kleonomics. Now, I have all this on my website at masterteacher33.com. I'm asking everybody to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. And let me know you want to be a part of the one-on-one, one-year mentorship program. This is a one-year mentorship where I personally work with you one-on-one, mano-a-mano. We're going to be doing some group stuff, but primarily it's going to be one-on-one. What are we going to do? Well, the word kleronomics comes from the Greek word kleronomos, which means one who has received by lot his heirship or an heir for messianic usage. It is one who has received his allotted possession by right of sonship. So in order to be a son or a daughter, it means that you are part of a family. But if you don't know that you are a royal priest, if you don't know that you are a holy nation, if you don't know that you are a joint heir, if you don't know that you are a son, if you don't know that you are the offspring, then you will carry yourself like if you don't know that you are, let's say, for the sake of argument, that you are a, hey, what's the name? Let's say you are a Rockefeller. And you go through life living on Skid Row. Because you don't know that you're a Rockefeller. Something happened at birth, you got separated from your family. And so therefore you don't have the inheritance that comes with the name. And that's why I like watching Game of Thrones. And you know, Game of Thrones, if you were born of a particular house, the House of York or the House of this or the House of that, if you're born of a particular name, then you got status. But if you're not, you're a peasant. You're just, there was priests or there was kings and there was peasants. It was all a birthright. So everybody listening to this show, you have a birthright, brother. You have a birthright, sister. You've been brought with a price. That's kleronomics. But see, nobody told us that the wealth is common. See, I don't know. See, in America, we got a democracy. We use capitalism. Do you know that capitalism is contrary to theology? I understand, but that's what destroys the family. Because capitalism states you don't have an inheritance. Capitalism is the result of finding a need and filling it. The mere fact that you have a need means that you're not a part of a family. See, capitalism is dangerous. Now, I know we were taught that we were raising it. Don't get me wrong. I'm with you. I'm a capitalist. At least I was until I finally was exposed to kleronomics. See, a capitalist is a person who understands capital. So capitalism is dangerous. Because capitalism is an economic system whereby the investment and the ownership is the result of a production and the exchange of that production. So if there is no production, there is no exchange. That's capitalism. See, capitalism states, you don't do nothing, you don't get nothing. Now, that sounds great, right? You don't work, you don't eat. But what happens when you're too young to work, or you're too old? Well, according to capitalism, there's no use for you in the economic system, because if you don't produce nothing, then you don't get nothing. See, capitalism is a condition of having capital, past tense. So to be a capitalist, you got to have something. Capitalism is not bad. It's a great system, but I like the Commonwealth system better. See, England is a Commonwealth. Great Britain is a Commonwealth. See, a Commonwealth means that the group is dependent. That means that the wealth is common. That means you got common objectives. You got common goals. You got common interests. That means if one got it, everybody got it. See, in capitalism, if one got it, that one got it, him and his family. You're not part of the family, you don't get nothing. That's capitalism. But see, in a commonwealth, the people of that state, the people of that nation, the people of that body, the people of that sovereignty, they all share equally. Capitalism is totally different from commonwealth. It means that the wealth is common. That means that the wealth is distributed amongst the people. So we are from a commonwealth, but we have been taught capitalism. So I don't know about you, but in my family, if I'm eating well, my children are eating well. How about you? Is there any mother or any father that would eat in front of your children and not give them something just because they didn't produce nothing? Anybody? Yeah, I don't know nobody. They say that those people exist. I just haven't met any of them. See, cladonomics is family economics. So I'm building a spiritual family. Emphasis. Now, notice. Now I got to ask you the question. There are physical. There is a terrestrial family. Yeah, I already got one of those. But a spiritual family. Most people tell me to be a part of the spiritual family, you got to go to this church, you got to go to that church, you got to be a part of this demonation. Demonic. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Did I say demon? Denomination. I meant denomination. My bad. But if you're not part of this demonation, if you're not part of this denomination, okay, I'm sorry, you're not part of our little group, our club. You can't come in, brother. You're not a Methodist. You're not a Baptist. You're not a Lutheran. You're not a Presbyterian. You're not a Mormon. You know, you're not a Hebrew Israelite. You ain't this. You ain't that. So you can't come in. Or you're not part of the Aryan Brotherhood, brother. I'm sorry. You're a little too melanated for us. Or you can't be a part of the Hebrew Israelite movement because you ain't got enough melanin. You ain't black enough. Everybody got these cliques and these clubs. And the thing that blows me away is there's only one. But there was all of this manipulation. But who manipulates the one? Lucifer, a.k.a. Lucifer, the light bender, the light bringer, the light bearer, the light manipulator. And so it is the manipulation of the one. Now, don't believe me. There's only one musical note. There's only one element on the periodic table. There's only one color. So how do we get all of this stuff if there's only one? There's only one God, but yet why we got so many denominations? It's a manipulation of the one. So there's only one family. And it's not, as everybody thinks, the human race. Because I triple dare anybody to go in the Bible, King James Version, find the word human in there. Now, I have a book that breaks all this down. You guys know it. I say it all the time. The word human is mentioned once in the Bible, and it's not in reference to you. So why do you call yourself a human if your God doesn't call his offspring a human? Can you find what God calls you a human? I can't find it. I find what God calls you a royal priest. That's what I find. I find what God calls you a holy nation. Holy means set aside. Nation, it means the people of a progenitor. The word father means patar. Patar is the progenitor of a species or a nation. We're all members of the nation. I ain't talking about the nation of Islam. I'm talking about the nation of one. I'm talking about the nation of the Messianic or the Morning Star administration, not the Fallen Star demonstration. Everybody, most of us, are members of the Fallen Star demonstration instead of the Morning Star administration. So I am asking you to consider joining this household of faith. How do you do that? Simply email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so I can let you know what it takes to be a part of the one-on-one mentorship program. See, I'm not gonna leave this to Chaz, but to Chaz, I'm gonna break this down using the Greek word okonomos or okonomai. The Greek word okonomai. From this word okonomai, which again is a very interesting word, because this word okonomai is very similar to the word economy. See, the word okonomai is where we get the English word economy. So economai means household. Economai means manager or steward of the house. So you are the manager. Well, you should be, but has anybody taught you how to be the steward or the manager of your house? I'm not talking about your physical house. I'm talking about your spiritual house. You see, my brothers and sisters, once you can manage your spiritual house, then you are eligible to join the spiritual, to join the collective group. So, but we can't be a member of the Morningstar administration until we learn how to manage our own household. It's called self-control. And once this happens, your messianic molecules are activated. They disconnect from your brain because, remember, the molecules, the messianic molecules inside of the temple right now have a prior memory of your prior existence with the Father. So the messianic molecules has the Hashem inside of it. So the name of God, the word Hashem means God eternal within the body. So God has wrote his laws in your heart, but it's only activated when you are economai. So I have to teach you how or show you how to economai. And it's going to be everybody's pattern or polymer or purpose is different. And it's when you find that pattern, that polymer, that purpose activates the memory that lies dormant on your membrane. So on the cover, or on the surface of each cell in your body is a cellular membrane. That membrane is your memory brain. On the surface of every cell in your body is your prior existence, just laying there dormant, waiting for you to economize, waiting for you to become the manager, for you to become the steward of your soul, of your house, instead of giving it to some knucklehead to tell you how to manage it. You got to manage it yourself. You have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So we're going to show you how to do that. That is why this next journey, what we are starting, my brothers and sisters, with this next series and the 101 Clarinomics, we'll have brother Zach and his beautiful wife Nicole to show you what an example of what a godly relationship should look like. How you can take something that would take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it around and use it for good. You see, everything that the enemy meant and has tried to use to destroy you, God has sent to empower you. Let me make sure that you understand, my brothers and sisters, because this is very powerful to your understanding, because everything that the enemy meant to destroy you, God has sent to empower you. So don't discard it. Don't put it away. Don't be embarrassed of it. Don't be ashamed of it. Bring it out, man. Put it on public display, because that is your testimony. And according to the book of Revelation, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You have no testimony if you have no test. And you need that testimony, and you need the blood, which is the breath that empowers and that covers, so that way you can overcome him. Otherwise, the enemy, again, will not allow you to understand what I call destiny management. This next series, and everybody who takes, obviously, who's part of the 101 Clarinomics, is also eligible or will have access to this next series in my new book entitled The Family, The Tree of Life. In this, I break down what I call destiny management. It is more than wealth. It has to do with faith, family, and finances, the three L's. My brothers and my sisters, again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, hey, Doc, I'm interested in joining the 101 Clarinomics mentoring program. Again, we're going to probably kick that off at the end of this month. So, again, I'll send out the emails for you guys. You know, again, there is a financial investment or there is a cost like anything involved. If you haven't had that email, if you don't have that, just email me and let me know when you're going to be able to make that down payment so we can get the ball started. We want to get rocking and rolling by the 22nd or 29th of this month. So my brothers and my sisters, again, thank everybody so much for joining on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will for you and you trust you. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.